Pretend I work for TV. The first question I'd like to ask you is, maybe it's more just an assessment on my part, and that's the type of personality that you have. I had the first distinction of meeting George Adla, and it seemed to me that the two of you possess something about your personalities that are somewhat similar, and it's like that oneness of purpose, really of just complete determination and complete confidence and a real good feeling about yourself and what you can do. What about that? I mean, what about your feeling about Rick Swenson and your confidence? Because it's just interesting that two people that are really two proven winners can come out with very similar types of personalities, I think.
Well, all I can say is that my goal is to put together the most perfect dog team that I can, and also the best possible equipment and everything, and go out there and run the most perfect race I can as far as taking care of the dogs and hopefully finishing well.
It's not just the dogs, though, because I've seen you out on the trail. You things get everybody up and down, and people can get mad at things and stuff, but for some reason, you're still able, regardless of all the things that happen to you, deprivation of sleep, the ups and the downs, and lots of times you don't make your move till the near the end of the race, so you really have that pressure on you, but you still maintain what you're doing under those circumstances. I guess what I'm interested in is wondering about that. I guess it's just a real mental
confidence.
Yeah.
Strategy. Well, I've got confidence in my strategy and in the dogs. I mean, I've trained them, and I feel that I'm capable. Or I feel that I know what they're capable of, and I'm going to get it, but I think that I'm going to get it the best way I can, and that's usually to wait towards the end of the race.
I'd like to talk about that strategy, because different people have different strategies, and looking at like a person like Joe May, it seems to me, and I could be wrong with him, but I think he more or less looks at what his dogs are capable of and just goes exactly that far. And your strategy is a little bit different. Do you think that the trail again this year, being somewhat similar like to 1980, is going to make a difference? Are you at all? Now I know this sounds like a bad question, but are you at all concerned about your strategy given the trail conditions, the bad trail conditions, and having to maybe make the move too late?
Well, I think the trail conditions are ideal for my strategy because right now they're hard and fast everywhere, so. I mean, the way it is right now, you aren't looking at any soft trails where you're going to get bogged down and there's, the trails are already all in, whether they're hard and icy. Maybe they aren't to your advantage because they're so icy, but you can really move right along if you've got the team that can do it.
Well, that's so, it.
I'm not particularly, I'm worried about the trail conditions because of the extensive bare ground and iciness, but I don't think it's going to affect my strategy. I mean, it's not going to be detrimental to it.
One other question I'd like to ask is about the weather. I remember listening to a 79 interview that you had at the end of the trail. You were talking about, I think it's been common belief that the dogs do better in colder weather. But a couple of people I've known since then have sort of come to I was interviewing Jerry Austin. He mentioned that he felt that the dogs did better in the warmer weather, that actually took less out of them, and what's your feeling about warm weather versus cold weather?
Oh, I think warm weather is definitely easier on the dogs. I don't know if it doesn't need to be 50 above like it was last year, but I think that above zero temperatures especially are much easier on the dogs. I'd like to see the race run at a constant temperature of 20 degrees and cloudy.
How about your psyching out other people? I mean, maybe you don't do it on purpose, but just looking you sort of sit back in the back of the room there, sort of quiet and just real seem calm and steady, and you get out on the trail and I don't know, do you think that you psych out the other guys at all very much? I mean, do you think that talking about, like you even said it on that TV interview, where you lie to where you can't ever believe a dog musher, they're always saying things for so other guys will hear them and think that that's a strategy. What about psyching out mushers and that?
Well, I think that they psyched themselves out. I really personally feel that I'm pretty honest. If somebody asks me something, I'll tell them the truth. Now, whether they want to believe it or not is their thing, because usually they won't if you tell them the truth. You're best off to tell them the truth. But, I'm just going to go out there and run my own race again this year. And if somebody wants to set a real blistering pace, why, of course, I'm going to have to maybe go a little bit faster than I'd like to. But I'm still going to basically be trying to take care of my dogs. And my goal always is, if I start with 13 dogs, let's say, I want to get to know them with 13 dogs. That's number one. And if I can win with and still have the whole team, all the better.
They've really been, the media really has been playing up this Rick Swenson, Cowboy Smith thing. And maybe rightly so, I don't know. But you see Cowboy up there talking about how he's talking about a 10-day race. I wonder if, if he tries for the 10-day race myself, I wonder if he'll finish even. But that's just my own personal feeling. What will happen if Cowboy goes out there and sets some, just incredible pace? I'd like to ask, has he really changed the nature of the race just by having him in it and his style of going out and running out there? Do you think that sort of, I know a lot of guys complain, it's taking a lot of the fun out, you can't just sit back and it's no more a camping trip.
Well, it's changed the flavor of the race in a way, but it's just unfortunate, I feel, that he doesn't get to enjoy it. I mean, I don't think that you can go out there and sit a blistering pace and somebody's still going to come from behind you and get you, most likely. So, I mean, I don't think that it works to his advantage. That's the way that he feels the most comfortable, I guess. He wants to be out in front and get the publicity, and he can have it. All I want is the paycheck. I don't know, and I think that the media plays up the Cowboy Smith, Rick Swenson thing too much. There's a lot of guys I'm a hell of a lot more worried about than Cowboy Smith.
Who might they be, Rick?
Well, I don't think that, you got Joe May, you got Jerry Austin, who's a two-time Bethel champ. And you got Susan, she's always right in there. You got Herbie's always been right in there. Ernie Baumgartner's got a good team again this year. I hate to start saying names because I'm going to leave people out. Joel Reddington will be in there again. Alex Sheldon won the race up the long distance race ahead up by Kotzebue. The whole room, the room was full of people. Half of those guys are really serious threats, I think, if the trail conditions are the way they are right now. Anybody could go out there and hurt quite a few key dogs right basically at the start or something, and have a team that's less than at its potential, and somebody else that maybe didn't have as fast of a team or as strong of a team but won't have those problems, I mean it's just luck, have some, won't cripple any dogs or anything, and by the time you get to McGrath or Ruby, he'll have a way stronger team than yours. And that's where I feel that I've got an advantage, is that I've got a pretty good understanding of what a dog can do, and possibly a little bit better strategy than some of the newer guys, plus a lot more confidence in things. As long as I've got Andy in the team, I'm pretty confident.
Is Andy a lead dog or a wheel dog or what?
No, this is his sixth trip to Nome, and he's been my leader all three times I won. And he's in the team again, and I think he looks as good or better than he ever has. And as long as he's in the team, I'm pretty confident. If I don't have him, I'll start worrying.
Well, let me ask you this other one. Now, again, don't get mad at me for asking it, but this is the Northern Route. And I don't know how to say this without, I'll just make a joke. Well, it won't be much of a joke, so I won't say it. How do you think you're going to do? I mean, are you, you haven't won the Northern Route yet. As a joke, people are saying it's Joe May's trail, but that's just a joke. I'm wondering, what do you think? I mean, it is the Northern Route. Maybe it's just a matter of on and off years. I mean, maybe it's just a matter of, I can't believe it's all a matter of luck either, but what do you think about the Northern Route?
Well, I was close, 78, 1 second. I mean, that's close as anybody's ever been, and it's got a lot more to do with, it's got to do with a lot of things other than the route, believe me. It's hard to have, when you're raising dogs and stuff, it's hard to have a consistently top team every year until you get a big enough kennel built up where you can have depth. And I've got quite a bit of depth this year. So I don't think that that factor is as big of a deal. I'm pretty confident. I'm not worried about just because we're going to Ruby, I'm not all shaky, I'll tell you that. Because I prefer this route as far as, I just like going to Ruby. You know, it's just I haven't had as good of a luck, let's say. But I think that'll change.
How would you assess the trail conditions this year from what you've heard? I know Ron was out he was in Galena for a couple weeks, and they say that it's all icy there, and the coast is pretty, some of my friends back there say there's not a whole heck of a lot of snow out there, and the first part of the trail is icy in the burn area. What do you think?
I think it's due for a change. That's what I'm hoping. It's good and cloudy now. They're predicting a little bit of snow. Possibly it'll only be a half of an inch. Maybe it'll be a foot. It's right now, it's definitely very icy and fast and hard all the way from here to Nome. And there's some areas that don't have any snow. I mean, they're dusty. But it could be very fast. But then we've been having... This weather trend has been holding for a very long time, and I really think we're due for a change, and I think a lot of guys are looking for a major break in the weather, which when it's been cold and dry for 2 months, it's going to get warm and snow.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, thanks, Rick.
Rear end on a train, huh?
Watch out!
Test, 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 test.
Oh, I think I might take the day, though, because I haven't decided yet exactly when I'm going to cut out of here.
Basically, what I'm looking for on these is I look at the general health of the dog, the overall appearance of the dog, examine the mucous membranes of the mouth and the eye for evidence of anemia, lack of gum color, things like that. Then I look at the feet, and essentially what I'm doing is looking for like sores between the toes, sores down between the pads, cracked or split pads or loss of the pad, broken toenails and things like that. But basically, that's what I look for overall in the dog. Essentially, I'm confining myself pretty well to the feet. Because I can, at a glance or two, I can pretty well tell the overall health of the dog. Just looking in the eye, I can tell.
One last question. What about all the dogs have health certificates, rabies, all that? Could you go into that about the certificates and the vaccinations?
Right, that's correct. Race rules require vaccination for parvo, distemper, and of course the other virus complexes in the distemper vaccine, such as hepatitis, kennel cough, leptospira, and one of the adenoviruses for pneumonia, and they obviously all have to have rabies vaccination. They'll be going through heavy rabies country with respect to foxes, and that's really critical going in and out of the villages. You know, all of that's required and essential, and I ensure that that's done. As I examine each dog, also I will make a note as to the health of the dog, the condition of the dog, and anything else I find, and that will be on the health check-in sheet. And from there on out, it's up to the musher.
I want to get a little more weight on this. he particularly likes to eat meat and stuff, but he's been finicky with a little bit of commercial dog food. I have, none of these guys at all have any foot problems. Everybody's really healed up well, and it's just been real.
I've noticed that they tend to snowball more on the hind feet than they do on the front.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you look for the, well, the average person wouldn't know, but you look for a pink or purple staining of the hair, which the dog's saliva induces. Then if the dog also on the head has tears or is tearing much, you'll see a pink stain, of the hair from the eye downward or at the corners of the eye, much like you see on a little poodle or maybe a cocker or one of the small pet dogs. But the tearing is usually due to cold. Like you and I tear in the cold air. I do anyway. Yeah, he looks good.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be able to pick him. I really wish. I wanted to take him a little bit more music once for the race, but the 40 below zero weather we had, boy, he just had to dump a truckload of food into him, and still hard.
The last team, they all wanted to lick my face.
That's really crazy. It's kind of hard to do them, but look at their face.
Yeah.
This is Sally.
Sally?
Yeah.
Okay. So good to have people tell them what to say. All right, let's start.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
What do you say, ma'am?
Okay, what about the dog food?
Okay, just kind of a variety of ground beef, mutton, chicken, liver, whale blubber. Heavy on the meat, as much meat as they can pour down, which is a lot.
Okay, how about your training schedule? Different people have different sorts of training schedules. What's your training schedule?
Well, it's been nothing real scientific. It's had to fall in place around my work schedule. I've been working a couple days a week and throw in some real cold weather days when we haven't been going out. It's we have been averaging maybe 4 days, running 4 days a week for the last 2 or 3 months or so. And it was pretty much a matter of starting real slow and short early in the season back in November and just kind of gradually building the miles up. I suppose 60, 65 miles is about the longest that we've put on so far at one time and been in like 110, 120 mile races. So they've had good long back-to-back days like that. But the distance has just kind of, you know, fallen together because of just the number of days that we've run. I guess one thing I've really been concentrating on is working on a real steady pace. We haven't been I haven't been letting them run real fast or lope too much. Earlier in the season, during a race, we tried to lope real good, and I had a couple dogs come up lame, and so I've just been trying to slow them down into a trot right away, and they've responded to that pretty well. It doesn't take long at all, even when they're real geared up to fall into a good trotting pace, just kind of right below a lope, which is what we want to do for as long as we can.
Okay, let me, as soon as they're all done, can I ask, well, at least they'll save me 10 minutes of work.
Okay.
Okay, what about the food?
Well, I feed my dogs mutton, ground beef, chicken, liver. Those are the main ingredients right there. Lots of meat.
Excellent. Oh,